Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The Tei Show for this month is selection from the Diamond Sutra, excerpted from the Diamond Sutra and the Sutra of Huineng, translated by A.F. Price and Wang Mao Lam. Conventional truths should be cut off. Subhuti, if anyone should say that Buddha declares any conception of egoity, do you consider he would understand my teaching aright? No, world-honored one, such a person would not have any sound understanding of the Tathagata's teaching, because the world-honored one declares notions of selfhood, personality, entity, and separate individuality as really existing are erroneous. These terms are merely figures of speech. Subhuti, those who aspire to the consummation of incomparable enlightenment should recognize and understand all varieties of things in the same way and cut off the arising of views that are mere aspects. As regards aspects, the Tathagata declares that in reality, they are not such. They are merely called aspects. The delusion of appearances. Subhuti, someone might fill innumerable worlds with the seven treasures and give all away in gifts of alms. But if any good man or any good woman awakens the thought of enlightenment and takes even only four lines from this discourse, reciting, using, receiving, retaining, and spreading them abroad, and explaining them for the benefit of others, it will be far more meritorious. Now, in what manner should one explain them to others? By detachment from appearances, abiding in the real truth. So I tell you, thus shall ye think of all this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. When Buddha finished this discourse, the Venerable Subhuti, together with the bhikshus, bhikshunis, lay brothers and sisters, the whole realms of gods, men, and titans, were filled with joy by his teaching, and, taking it sincerely to heart, they went their ways. Thus ends the Diamond Sutra, Buddha. How often in practice have we wondered how best to essentialize what we are studying? When one tries to explain what Buddhism or Zen is to someone, one can get tangled up in concepts that only serve to complicate the heart of the teaching. In this brief section from the end of the Diamond Sutra, it is all perfectly encapsulated for us. Very often a poem or story from Buddhism conveys the heart of the teaching better than anything else. If you had to choose one story from practice to illustrate the principle that speaks to you the most, which one would it be? Returning to Nothing Extra, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Daniel Yan and Relaxing Time at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.